From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now in KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, firefighters are battling a wildfire in the North Bay. Coming up, we'll break down the ongoing threat from that fire. And Oakland's persistent problems have bedeviled and befuddled politicians. Now they're turning to the public for solutions. Just one night after it was almost canceled, the saving grace for one Bay Area school's prom. Good morning. It is Sunday, May 22nd. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather. The First Alert meteorologist, Darren Pack.
Perfect timing, Devin. Sunrise just came up, officially at 5:58. So our window on the bay shows us the start of another day that we're waking up to almost perfectly clear skies. Might be a few low clouds out there in the marine layer near the coast, but we're not seeing anything even here in the heart of the bay except a gorgeous sunrise from our camera on top of the Salesforce Tower. San Jose, that's you. Taking a look at downtown there, you can see the Apple campus in the corner there, and a little bit of haze here, but no clouds. Same vantage point from the other direction. In terms of temperatures, it's in the low 50s. And for the afternoon, it's going to be just like yesterday. We're doing no changes here. Mid to upper 80s for our warmer inland spots, mid 70s in the bay. The real focus in this morning's First Alert forecast is Tuesday and Wednesday. Those are the 2 days you're going to notice most. I'll show you the warm up just a bit. For now, Devin, back over to you.
Thanks, Aaron. This morning, crews are continuing an effort to contain a 135-acre brush fire in Solano County. The threat to some homes north of Vacaville has subsided, but KPIX Daz Lin says there still are persistent hot spots.
Firefighters lifted the evacuation order, saying this fire is no longer threatening nearby homes. But as you can see, still a lot of hot spots burning on that hillside there. Neighbors are still on edge. The sounds of helicopters and fixed-wing air tankers battling fast-moving flames meant chaos, but also hope. Hope for this couple of saving their home that's under construction.
That's been an emotional day, to say the least, yeah.
Kim and Tim Nally lost their home of 17 years from the LNU fire in August of 2020. Saturday's fire burned pretty close to their new home, set to complete at the end of this year.
I smelled the fire before I saw it, and I looked over, I could see it coming, the smoke coming right over that hill. I ran over to help before the firemen showed up.
And once firefighters arrived, Tim used this bulldozer to cut a fire line around his family property.
We got lucky and the wind was blowing in our favor.
We were more than a little worried. Thankful, very thankful that it didn't get very far.
CAL FIRE used multiple choppers to drop water on flames and air tankers to drop pink retardant to stop the fire from advancing toward nearby homes. CAL FIRE says this is one of the bigger fires they've seen this year. It started at 3:15 Saturday afternoon. While firefighters are still investigating the cause, many neighbors say a new resident hired a crew to cut the dry grass on a property. And they say a weed whacker sparked the fire.
It was careless. There was no reason for that.
They didn't intend to do it, I know that, but it's hard. Emotions are still right there. So, yeah, I'm grateful and thankful. There can't be any room for anger and that sort of thing.
A Solano County Sheriff's Department source tells me one person was cited for using the weed whacker. That same person was also arrested for an existing unrelated arrest warrant. As for Kim and Tim, they're just relieved. This home is safe.
I'm very thankful for all the men and women that the fire department. I'm thankful for neighbors who always jump in and help.
CAL FIRE says firefighters are staying overnight and Sunday to monitor and contain this fire. Just north of Vacaville, I'm Daw Lin, KPIX 5.
This is the aftermath of a fire in Antioch near Southwood Way. It scorched about 5 acres. It burned this wood fence. Firefighters kept watching some stubborn hot spots throughout much of the day. And in Richmond, authorities are investigating what sparked a fire at the Chevron refinery. It started about 2:30 yesterday afternoon in a warehouse in the northeast section of the Chevron complex. A couple of hours before that fire started, dozens of demonstrators rallied outside that same refinery. They say that Chevron is responsible for more global greenhouse emissions than any other investor-owned oil company in the world.
By changing its operations, it would have global impacts. And by leading the way towards a just transition, Chevron could actually be a leader and a hero to move us towards a healthy environment. But instead, it attacks those who are actually fighting for climate justice.
Now, these protests are held every year ahead of Chevron's annual meeting of shareholders. Chevron said in a statement, "We support protesters' rights. Chevron is focused on safe, reliable, and ever cleaner production of 60% of the Bay Area's jet fuel and 20% of its gasoline to keep the Bay Area moving and progressing." Sprawl is homeless encampments, runaway crime, sideshows. The list of problems facing Oakland just goes on and on. The city is now giving residents a chance to come up with some solutions. I sat down with Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf to get her take on this latest attempt to tackle the city's biggest problems. Consider the challenges facing the city of Oakland. Crime, homelessness, illegal dumping, perennial problems that can seem intractable, Herculean, insurmountable, pick your adjective. The city is giving citizens a chance to tackle these thorny issues and succeed perhaps where others have failed.
The idea is people got the best ideas. Government cannot do this alone. So we're inviting our residents to weigh in on their ideas on how to fix some of Oakland's most vexing problems.
It's called Oakland City Challenge. It's the intersection of civic engagement, innovation, grassroots government, and let's be honest, a healthy dose of desperation. Last year, Oakland had its highest number of murders in a decade, 134 lives lost. Residents routinely complain that crime feels rampant and unchecked, and that the police department, with fewer than 700 sworn officers, is underfunded and overmatched.
I could understand people saying, wait a second, didn't I vote for you to be the problem solver in chief?
Good leaders not only come up with their own ideas, they get other people's good ideas and implement them. And that's what we're going to do.
City Challenge, however, is not just an abstract exercise. The top six proposals will get funding and help from city staff to turn their idea into reality. It's a chance to get off the sidelines, to do more than just gripe about problems, and to actually come up with potential solutions.
The city of Oakland is always in a moment of challenge. Certainly police staffing has been a big issue. And I, for one, have been so dissatisfied with 911 response. People should have a response when they call.
The deadline for submissions is June 1st. And new this morning, after a dire request for help, the community stepped up to secure the transportation to make Novato High School's senior prom happen overnight. But with few drivers still available, seniors were scrambling. KPIXY's Betty Yu tells us how the community helped pull off the special night.
Seriously, you guys, be safe. We're going to come back for you guys later.
Sierra Kim is one of several family members or parents who stepped in to get Novato High School students to their senior prom at Lake Chalet in Oakland, nearly 40 miles away.
How did you pitch in today to save the day?
We have a large group of girls, and we didn't have any other way to get them here. I have a large car, so I just donated my time for my sister. It's, you know, her senior year. I wanted to be a part of it.
Friday afternoon, the school notified families that seven prepaid buses booked months in advance were not all available, and there was a driver shortage. Some students decided to drive themselves or carpool.
Her tire actually popped earlier today, so we kind of had to go plan B again with me driving, but yeah, it all worked out.
Others, including this group of friends, were able to hire drivers or book limos.
It was really hectic. We were all like stressing, like the day before prom, when we've signed up months before. Like it was crazy.
And we were like calling everyone and anyone, and we were so lucky to be able to find like two black SUVs that we could take here safely and not have to worry about our transportation.
The Novato Unified School District said it received a flood of calls from local businesses or community members volunteering to help. A charter bus company provided one bus, and the original company was able to reassess and provide two buses.
I'm really thankful because at last minute we got two other school buses, which provided us with 40 more people to ride with. And I just think it's safer for everybody.
It's good that there's like the flexibility in our school. When a problem arises, you know, they're willing to put themselves out there and communicate with us. And even if it was last minute, you know, things change, things happen. I've looked forward to this moment since I was a little, you know, little freshman.
However they got here, it was all smiles outside the venue tonight as students lined up to get inside. In Oakland, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.